You must crush them up. That's shelling and boards, snow and ice. Aim rasking, so you mustn't crush them. The high in this case, the lishpoy, the shabram, the chadikas, the takas, the glacial zuvamemo. We're not to let the liquid come out. So the Mishnah also, we said yesterday, says two reasons why you mustn't do it. We showed there two different reasons. One is doima le melacha, sheboira hamayim halalu. It looks like you create something new. You're creating a water. So before you had a solid, and now you've got a liquid. So it looks like a new creation. Stoma to makor patish. And the second shot is that the Rambam, that's Rashi, the Rambam says that the reason why it's not allowed is because it's doma to dosh. Shema yiskot peyson in the mashki. The person, this gets very similar to the melacha of dosh here. The person takes a snow, he squeezes it, juice comes out. If you're allowed to do that, a person might think you're allowed to do the melacha of dosh as well. So because of that, Hazal made a gzera that you may not crush up snow or into a liquid. So there's two reasons again. One is because it's similar to a new creation, like makor patish, which we said that it's soft and that is the sefer trumas. He says that it's an issur of moksa as well. It's a new entity. You've made something new. That's why it's not allowed to be done. Then we said, what else did we say yesterday? Then we said that the brisa carries on, the Shulchan Aruch carries on actually, there's a brisa there, that if most who take kosher yain, you may put it into a cup of wine or water. That's allowed to be done. Shai is, why is that making mutter? Why, when you put it into wine or water, does it become allowed? So we said that the Rishonim say again two reasons, which makes enough gemina. The Mechaba learns the reason is, some Rishonim say, is because it happens by itself. When you take ice and you put it into a cup of water, it dissolves by itself. So they learn that's the heter. The issue of moed, when you crush it with your dime, if you leave it by itself, it happens by itself, it's mutter. Others learn, that's how the Ramah goes, that the heter is because it's not recognizable here. When you put ice into water, it dissolves. You can't see anything, you can't see it dissolving. And therefore, there's no issue of moedit. So again, there's two explanations when it's mutter, this moedit. One is when it happens by itself, and one is when it's not recognizable. So with a practical difference, very simply, would be, let's say, for example, someone takes ice cubes out of a freezer and it puts it into an empty cup. Now, it's not mixed with anything else. So according to the Machaber, who says if it happens by itself, it's allowed, that's mutter. According to the Ramah, that has to be mixed with something else, that's not allowed. That comes out enough gemilah. Now, Meister, the Machaber, the Mishnah, the Ramah himself is Machmir, and in Shin Luchesi Tezayin, he says that talking about a similar case over here. He's talking about a pashtita, some sort of something like that. Some pastry or something, which has got something of some sort of pastry. The pandra, which is you're allowed to put near the fire, and it's going to dissolve. The shuman inside is going to dissolve. So the machala holds that's mutter, because the hand by itself, you put it near the fire, after a while it's going to dissolve. The Ramah says you shouldn't do it. And that the Ramah finishes off, no good hachmi, once you machmi, because it's going to dissolve by itself, it's going to be recognized when it's going up. Miu b'mokum tzorech, when you need to, yesh lismer chasvar rishona. One's allowed to be lenient, if it happens by itself, it's mutter. So the Ramah himself allows one, b'shas tchat, to rely on this opinion. That's what we said all yesterday, really, yes? Let's just move on. So then we came out yesterday with these things over here yesterday. The main thing yesterday was meant to be this whipping cream. This whipping cream that people got in a canister, and when you spray it, it comes out into a solid. It's l'chorim, the same as these cases over here, yeah? It's the same as, let's say, where's that shampoo? This lady shampoo, it's the same thing. It sprays out into a liquid. You can hear the liquid here. When you spray it, it comes into a powder. That whipping cream, l'chorim, is the same thing. It's almost the same thing. Yeah? I must tell you on this, a bit of a kasha. The Maestro of Faltaka says that's a problem. Whipping cream is a problem according to this. For some reason, I don't know if I forgot to look for it before, the Erech HaShabbos is mutter whipping cream. He says that's mutter. I don't know if I have to find this, but if I can see anything. He doesn't say why, it's very, very interesting. He just. Let's just see if we can find it very quickly. Whipping cream. Know what it's called in every room.
that spray came out of the pail, yeah. Cream comes out as a semi-liquid.
It's not a liquid, it's thick.
It's thick. It's thick, but it's not a solid.
Wait, I would call is that called a liquid cell? It doesn't run. It's a thick substance. Anyone know what it's called? What's it called, this aerosol
Shamanet
can?
Shamanet Lahatsafa.
Who?
Shamanet Lahatsafa.
Let's see. He's got it here. He says it managed by the way. I can't remember where it was.
Or the Ketze.
Shamanet. What's that one? Ketze? Ketze, remember Ketze. Katsefus. No. Where's the words about this?
This ice is very interesting. At quarter of war, we've got a bowl of ice, and eventually it's going to melt into water. Like this water, at quarter of war, is awesome. How do you get the ice cubes out? First of all, the boiler, you don't want the water. How can we take the ice cubes out of this bowl?
No, if you want ice cubes is good.
You take the boiler, you take the good from the... Oh,
that's right.
See, you take the good from the...
Take the good from the
bad,
that's much
sucker. But the water blood doesn't, some. You can take the ice cubes, but you can't take...
Yeah. So you can take the ice cubes out. Oh, it's great. Here it is. Here it comes, by the way. Maxia also has Rokos Ketsev, machine which is made, some Maxia which is made to... let out cream. What is it about? If you say cream to our head. So he said, first of all, Maskev doesn't make a special shape, which is okay, that's a problem. And then it says, the chain nearer, the mutter is shamish for apima cream and also to Hamechel who knows, even if the thing inside there is runny, it will short you out to have who nikrash. It congeals. So he's mad in this case, actually. He's mad at this. I don't think he says why. Yes, he's going with, if you're maker, to make ice cubes, which you have to speak about. Oh, I see. Actually, after that session. That's what it means. He's got a swore. I have to look up there. I don't realize. He's got the swore here. I have to see what he says. Maisa, he's Maisa. The fault writes there in Taka. The Maisa, it's a problem. It's a problem to take it out to make a cream that is changed from liquid to a solid. The Maisa, one for the girls asked, what can you use on Yom Tov? You want to use, the shampoo's no good. What can you use? So the Maisa, I'm not going to use it now, but there is one. This is a powder. It's inside here is a powder to start with. So that's no problem at all, yeah?
It's always a powder.
It starts off in here as a powder. You see the powder over here. It's inside, it's a powder. You put that on your hair, you rub it in your hair, there's no problem. You haven't changed from liquid to a solid. So that will be a way around. That is butter to use on
shampoo. Is that shampoo? What is it?
It's a shampoo, yeah. It's called dry powder shampoo.
Use it on the other.
Especially what if people have got like 2 days yom tov, and Shabbos, it's a long time. People don't have to have their hair. So,
and that shampoo, which the liquid which comes into a cream, are you allowed to put it out before yom tov and then use it on yom tov?
Yeah, I don't think it'll last. I mean, spray out before yom tov, then it congeal into a cream.
I don't remember there.
Not sure. I don't hear. I don't know. Maybe it is. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but Saturday is a boy, is that Issa?
He does last. Last on his shoes yesterday.
Yeah, it's true. But I don't know how long we'll last for. So that's all the shyness of these whipping creams, all these things over here. Okay, let's move on. So now over here. So this is very interesting. I must say, I don't really understand this. That's what I'm going to speak about now over here. And as I said to you now, the halakh is that we're choshes for both shitters in Moedid, yeah? That you mustn't do it by a dayim. And you mustn't, it must happen by itself. So it mustn't be a dime, and the other was it has to be not nicker, it has to be mixed in something straight away. So the way you have a Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you what the shayla is. My shayla is like this. Am I allowed to pour boiling hot water onto coffee? Is that, it's going to dissolve it. Is that called a mice to be a dime? Is that called a direct action? If it is, then the choshev is not jumps.
Well, then putting the coffee in.
Yeah, the putting the coffee in is better, because once I put it in, I'm finished now. As soon as it hits the water, my hand's not there anymore. It's finished. That's mutter. It's mucha from the Shulchan Aruch. What?
You are the cause.
Yeah, it's indirect. It's not happening. Yeah, it's true. But that claw, I remember what I arrived at, arrived from the Gomorrah. The Gomorrah said you can put snow into water. That's the same thing. I know ice, you would cause of it, but that's mutter. So to put coffee into water is not a shaila. The shaila is, can you pour boiling hot water onto coffee?
Can you be sure?
What?
Okay.
So why have you got a shaila with Katie? Besides Bishel, that's a moiling problem. Bishel, let's say to Katie Shaney, is there a problem of moiling? That's the question. I said, when you put coffee into the cup, your hand is not connected anymore. It's not from you anymore. It's finished. No, but that's your actions. It's direct. It's garbage. That's why I'm starting action. Now, I said, the riot, the choice, the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chav, also very interesting halacha. The halacha is in Shin Chav. Horam Rutenberg Matl Lahatl made a glam shellic. Someone unfortunately has to be excused. So he needs to pass water over snow. Now the thing is, as the water comes out on the snow, it should dissolve the snow. Is that allowed, the Shabbos? What?
Not
the phone. Oh, it's a razor probably, yeah? So one, it's interesting. So the Machabe says, Haram Merutenberg Matil Hatl Meraklaim Shell. The Ram Merutenberg allows one to be Matil Meraklaim on snow. Harosh Hayanizer. The Rosh says you shouldn't do it. I hear the Mishnah explains
that the Mara.
What?
Say
yeah, it's true, because don't forget, it's talking about Korda Brias here, yeah? Huh? You've got a shot of Korda Brias here.
Yeah.
You've got a big shot. So Mishnah explains over here, the what's his name? The first shit in the Maram Merutenberg, who allowed one to do it, so Mishnah Brewer allowed it. He says that it's similar to walking on snow. What's the heter of walking on snow on Shabbos? You crush the snow. So some say it's not definitely it's going to happen. So because it's not definitely it's going to dissolve, that's why it's mutter. The Rosh says it's osa. The Rosh doesn't allow it. Walking on snow. You walk on snow, you crush the snow. That's what it says. So others learn that, but the Taz says the reason why it's mutter is because you're stuck indoors otherwise the whole time. So Chazal won't go in such a case.
Yeah.
But others say the reason is because it's not definite. The problem is that over here, when you pour water onto coffee, it's definitely going to dissolve. So the Chora, it's much worse the case of water onto coffee. So this is an old shayla. I must say it's a very old shayla. The Maestro Rav Falk actually is machmon this. He's highness that pouring hot water onto coffee is this issur of moilit. Rav Falk. He says the problem. It's very interesting. He says that it's a problem of moilit. You're dissolving it straight away. This is my finder here. Very, very interesting. To pour hot water onto snow is incorrect, as the act of pouring is an act of crushing my hands. Since the stream of water being poured initially melts the snow, but it's arriving in it. Similarly, it is incorrect to pour hot water onto instant coffee, instant tea powder, drinking chocolate and powder. To do so is considered as transforming the powder by hand, as the transformation happens as the person pours. That's called a maaser v'yodayim. It's like your direct action. He says, maaser, it's very interesting, most possible seem to disagree. Why they disagree, I don't understand. They seem to say that here is a different shayla. Here you're dissolving. It's dissolving it. Why that's different, I don't know. What?
There's ice. You know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to ice. Say, they've all got lots of chores about this, why it's mutter. And it's an interesting question. I must say, it's a very interesting thing. So they all tie in, this is different. This case over here, when you pour water, I mean, is it actually interesting? Why does it dissolve straight away? You can't see anything. Where snow, you might see the snow like dissolving. Maybe it's worse. So by some most positive time, it's okay. What? The coffee?
Doesn't change into liquid.
Where's your coffee granule gone to?
It's missing the water.
It's liquid.
It's not lumpy. It's not becoming liquid.
Must be.
There's no lumpy anymore. When
must be.
Now you put water in, but the granules.
Stop!
I turned
it to a liquid. What
happened to it? It's
become a liquid.
No, it's become coffee.
Let's try an experiment. If you take, let's say, 50 cc of water and put 3 cc of coffee in there, and it dissolves it, you'll have more than 50 cc of water.
You'll never get a liquid out of it.
You'll never? What does that mean? Why not? If you dehydrate, I'm not sure what happened now. What happened?
No, I'm saying, you take that top organic, there's no way you get liquid out without missing water.
Right. I don't know what that means.
There's no liquid there.
But has that granule come into a liquid?
Granules.
Yes, the granules.
Yeah. Yeah. Change the granules.
Well, if you pour water onto snow, can you get the liquid out? That's how we say. To answer my question, if you have 50 cc of water and you add 2 cc of coffee, yeah, how much would you have in total now? Not 50 cc, you'd have more. What?
Yeah, 53.
Well, so what's happened? Where's that granules gone to? It's become to water.
It doesn't change the face.
Well,
it doesn't turn into liquid.
I understand.
Okay, you could actually got your
water over it.
If I took salt into water,
yeah.
I can get the salt
back. So you can't, but now it's liquid.
I can't do that to the ice.
Let's say, but it's still liquid now.
No, it's mixed within the liquid.
So I can't see it as a solid there. It's gone. The solid's gone. Anyway, it's a good shiner. Meister, Fat's got a big problem according to this, I must tell you. He's got a big problem. Because he tries to make a cup of coffee on Shabbos, he's got a problem. It means if you, let's say, you don't want to put in Kaylee Rishon, you don't want to do Irish Kaylee Rishon, so you put it into a Kaylee Shaney. So you put it into a Kaylee Shaney, so you've got your cup of coffee here, water in the Kaylee Shaney, you pour the granules in, lovely, yeah? No moilies, but might be a problem. Surveyor. So I'll do it the other way around. Put the granules in the cup and do irricated shiny on that those granules. You've got moiled. So you're stuck. It's either moiled or surveyor if you're machmir for either of them. So he actually ties very interesting. He ties us that the issue of moiled is much worse than the issue of surveyor ba'ichnin. It's far better to make your cup of coffee avoiding the problem of moiled than to worry about surveyor. The best is to make coffee essence before Shabbos.
And the first.
Or put water first.
Yeah, that's not
it. And then put...
Put the coffee essence in first. Water always in surveyor, and always the problem with surveyor is you put the water in first and the colouring agent afterwards.
And you have to make coffee in
Shabbos.
Yeah, so that's how he makes it. That changed around. So it's an interesting thing what he says, yeah? So that's a problem. If you want to make your cup of coffee according to you're worried about moilid, then you're stuck both ways, moilid and surveyor. So, so I'm saying he's not fast because it's wrong. He times that moil is much more of a problem. He times
the
serious problem. What?
Is sugar the same problem?
No. Sugar is, that's posh. I don't know why that's butter. I think he holds that's butter.
Why?
Yeah, I can't remember. Because he times that, I don't think you're just dispersing, I think he says. That sugar doesn't need to be dissolved. If you put it in cold water, it'll be the same thing.
It
disperses. It's dispersing, whatever that means.
What?
Yeah,
so yeah.
What's about coffee?
This
coffee
then
original.
It will
cold.
Maybe. Well, I'm not sure if you're right. Will it? Because I think they say that the heat helps it actually dissolve.
Yeah, cold coffee.
Yes.
Without stirring, will it all dissolve?
Yes.
For a normal Nescafe.
Harry, I have
a Nescafe jar.
Yeah.
I haven't got
in a hurry.
You have to know what a kettle. He's matic coffee. He's matic sugar. What? He's matted sugar. He's asking why sugar is different to coffee granules. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Interesting. Okay, that's very interesting about. The other very interesting shiner, which I didn't speak about, is also very interesting. Can you take a bottle of milk, let's say, a bottle of milk out of the freezer on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Now, if a person needs milk and he wants to dissolve, he needs some milk for his coffee, can you take a carton of milk out of the freezer on Shabbos, let it defrost? The chayrat, what we're saying now, should be a problem. Let's see about this. I'm going to stop there. The chayrat should be a problem. Chayrat. All right.